The new pink sleep bus will roll into the Sunshine Coast today, ready for its first guests. The bus, in collaboration with Maroochydore Neighbourhood Centre and ComfortDelGro Corporation, has undergone a full refurb, fitted with 10 secure, self-contained, lockable sleeping pods to provide a safe place for homeless women and children to sleep at night. ComfortDelGro Corporation CEO Nicholas Yap says they would love more volunteers.
There are volunteers that are available to help protect them and to offer them the opportunity to have a clean pod, and that the pods are then taken away and the bus is taken away to one of our garages where it gets cleaned. We would highly recommend and highly encourage you all to participate and to volunteer and to sign up at sleepbus.org.
The pink bus is the second of its kind for the region after the blue sleep bus began operation in January last year. The Caloundra Chamber of Commerce has launched a new research project which looks into local workforce trends and why businesses are struggling to retain staff. 179 employers and 454 potential employees took part in the study in collaboration with UniSC. A lack of affordable housing was the major contributing factor. 55% of surveyed businesses have plans to expand their workforce by up to 5 staff, but currently they're being forced to cut hours and even days of businesses as they battle to find them. Another accolade for the University of the Sunshine Coast. It's now been accredited by the world's longest-serving global accrediting body for business schools. Only 6% of the world's business schools have the accreditation, which recognises demonstrated focus on excellence in teaching, research, curriculum development and student learning. And to sport now, an NRL team, the Dolphins, have announced a new affiliation with the Noosa Pirates. The team will make regular visits to the coast next year as a development partner with the Pirates and scout junior talent.